You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Hey, guys. We got a sponsor this week, and I am very excited to have them back. MeUndies.com. That's MeUndies.com. You spend 90% of your life in underwear, and underwear gets old fast. You know the feeling of putting on old, saggy underwear. You need to know the feeling of great-fitting underwear that's 2 times softer than cotton. You need to know about MeUndies.com. It's the most comfortable underwear you'll ever wear. And it's insane how good they make you feel. Ooh, feels so good, said Mr. J-Train. They fit perfectly. They don't ride up on you, and they literally pull moisture away from your skin so you stay cool. So here, I'm going to make it easy. Go to MeUndies.com/TFM. That's MeUndies.com/TFM. Get 20% off your first order and free shipping. Save even more when you buy a pack of them. They guarantee you're going to make you happy or your first pair is free. Once you feel MeUndies on your body, you're never going back. So to get that 20% off, go to MeUndies.com/TFM and enjoy today's episode. Hello and welcome to the TFM Podcast. This is J Train, Jared Freed, coming to you live from New York City's Upper West Side, Stand Up New York Labs. We're here every Tuesday with your emails, your stories, your questions. Guys, it's amazing. We have like 50 emails this week. We're going to get right into it. I just want to thank you guys for listening, being a part of this. It really hits me in my heart to know that you guys are listening every week and enjoying this podcast as much as I enjoy doing them. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Keep spreading the word to friends. Keep telling brothers in your fraternity, sisters in your sorority. If you're going home this summer from college, tell your friends that we're from high school. Or maybe if you're going to college this summer for summer term, go tell them about it. So please spread the word. It helps us so much to keep this going, keep this getting bigger. I'm really excited to bring on today's guest, comedian, very funny guy, awesome comic, Dave Temple. Thank you for coming on, man.
Hey, what's going on, man?
It's good to have you.
Yeah, your energy just translated right across the table.
That's what I like to hear, man.
I didn't expect you to get all morning radio with it.
Oh, totally. It's funny because a lot of comics say that, like, you know, I this is how I am on stage, really. So I try to, like, match that energy because I want to keep it going. Let's keep it moving.
Right.
Some podcasts you feel like you're listening to somebody's suicide note.
Yeah. You know? But it's funny because you're the exact opposite off stage.
Oh, totally.
The minute you come off, that switch goes off.
I get too tired. I can't. You know how much coffee I'd have to drink to keep this up all day?
Yeah, but it's funny because it makes you almost unapproachable. You know what I mean? You're like, hey, how you doing? Yeah, like,
what's up, man? I just don't want to, like, you know, you meet those comics that are just so on all the time?
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, I can't deal with this.
Yeah, true, true, true.
I get anxious from those people. So, yeah. Like, I'm like, okay, let's do it then. And then off, we can have a conversation.
Yeah, it's hard to have a conversation with somebody that's on all the time.
All the time.
It's just annoying where you're like, all right, you're not even being a person. I can't do anything for your career. Stop trying to impress
well,
me.
Well, it's funny because, I mean, we give a lot of advice to college kids going to college, people right out of college. I think, like, that also translates to people you meet for the first time when you go to school. You know, like I remember I'd meet people, I'd be like, oh, this guy is too jittery right now. He's too nervous.
Okay.
There's something up. He really wants to make friends. And those are the guys you never want to be friends with.
Right, right. Okay. So you think it starts even back then as far as you emerging your personality and insecurities?
Anytime somebody is going to a new place and they are the loudest guy in the room.
Yeah.
They're always the most nervous. They're always the one that doesn't really know themselves enough.
Right.
Like, you know, what's that movie? It was with Denzel Washington.
Uh-huh.
And it was like the biopic. Does anyone know what it was? American Gangster.
Okay.
Did you ever see that movie?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's a scene where he talks about the guy wearing the fur coat and how he's like, that guy's the one that always gets caught.
Yeah.
And then later, spoiler alert, a movie that's 10 years ago. Then like later in the movie, he gets caught wearing the fur coat, right?
Right, right, right.
So that's like, that's one of those things
but
that like.
That was, you know, the chick pressured him. She went out and bought that coat. I want you to wear it.
Yeah.
He fucked up. That's where it always happens.
That's why you always got to masturbate before every decision, even before you put on that fur coat.
You know what? Thank you for saying that. Now I don't feel as bad about my masturbation ratio throughout the day. Like, I'm getting it down.
What's your ratio?
It's still pretty high. But remember when I talked to you in January, I gave up drinking and masturbating.
But you and I mean, I just gave up drinking for a month. I'm back to drinking.
Right.
But you and I, we both put on a drink. I remember where we see each other, Levity.
Yeah,
you'll
right.
have a drink.
Oh yeah.
There's some people that you meet and you're like, oh, they're not drinking, they're out of the game.
Right,
you
right,
were
right.
in the game.
Yeah, always in the game. Yeah. And even in January when I tried to come out the game, I think I made it about 13, 14 days.
Okay.
Like I didn't make it the whole month.
How'd you feel for those 13, 14 days?
As far as being able to get up and be productive, I felt great. It was just a matter of what killed me was Sundays, football season. I didn't realize that's all I do on Sundays.
Yeah.
Is drink and jerk off.
So oh,
it was
man.
Like the first Sunday
that's
was
heaven
like,
for me.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
so the first Sunday was like, oh my God, how do I make it through this day?
Yeah. You know? Like, what do I even do with myself? Yeah. You're pounding orange juice just to get
right,
through.
Right.
See a little tang. Guys, follow Dave Temple. Funny ass comic. So great to have him here. At I'm Dave Temple on Twitter. He has got a podcast called First World Problems.
Yeah.
What's the premise of that podcast?
First World Problems is me ranting and raving. It's really just kind of me going on about things that I see and complain about. It's in a comedic mood. It's not like a suicide note.
Totally.
But I am totally aware that these issues do not matter in the world. You understand
Got
what
you.
I'm saying? Like, I'll see a movie and I'll compare it to like the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and I'll go on and on about the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and how it was terrible for kids to watch that.
Okay.
Meanwhile, bombs are being dropped in third world countries. People are starving. But
so it's like old Jewish guy complaints.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
From a black guy, which is great. Love it. Go check out. It's on iTunes and stuff.
Yeah, iTunes and SoundCloud. Yeah.
Go check out First World Problems podcast. Dave Temple. I'm Dave Temple on Twitter. Let's get to the emails. You ready to give some advice?
Let's go.
Let's do it. This one's called Long Weekend Advice.
Long weekend.
So we're coming up on like summertime, Memorial Day weekend,
yes.
All these July 4th weekend. People want to know what to do.
Okay.
This guy writes in, I recently moved back to Washington State. I've been here for 9 months now and made a lot of acquaintances so far. My longtime girlfriend goes out with her coworkers about once every other week. My childhood best friends are friends with her. Their coworkers were invited to a 3-day camp, private island camp party for 4th of July.
Mm.
I don't have anything to offer to the table. A guy is bringing his boat and wakeboards. Two couples will be bringing their ATVs. You know, I'm not Mayweather, Rich, or didn't inherit an island or anything. Obviously, we're all potheads. Apparently, no one has ever smoked a 24-carat gold marijuana joint, photo attached. I'll be about bringing three of these to camp. Any advice, ideas on what I can do to bring to make this an unforgettable vacation? What would you do? Have you been on what's the last long weekend you went on that was like the best time?
Best time. I'm in a bike club, so we go to Myrtle Beach.
In a bike club?
Yeah, yeah, motorcycle club.
Really?
Yeah. So we go to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina for Memorial Day weekend. It's Black Bike Weekend, and like that's always a phenomenal time. You know,
that's awesome.
Just sunshine, ride motorcycles.
What does a motorcycle group do? Like you see these a lot. Like you guys just ride a certain road.
There's a range of everything. I mean, like there are some that really get down, like what you see on Sons of Anarchy, and
there's
some that like we just meet up to just ride on Sundays in a group, just you know, so that you're not out there by yourself in case something happens. So, my club out of Philly is called Chrome Shell Posse. We're family-oriented club, but we are some of the fastest dudes in the city, hands down. Knee dragging, elbow dragging, like we're road racers. Like we'll go to the track every now and again, but
this is quite an interest I didn't expect expect you to have.
Yeah.
So you guys just ride and you're going fast and you're, you know, digging into turns and stuff?
Yeah, we're the maniacs that you see on 95, zipping through traffic, and the guys are, whoa, someone's going to get hurt.
That's me.
Yeah.
that's me on the road. We're the guy on the road going, why are they going to be so loud?
We are those guys that, you know, we're zipping through and dipping through traffic.
So you go to Myrtle Beach for the week. Weekend, you guys hang out. What's you know, is there anything this guy can bring to, you know, obviously when you're not if you're going on a trip with a bunch of rich guys, that's a tough situation.
You know what, that's all in our own head, man. That's all in our own head, because we were just talking about this the other day. I went to a wedding, friend of mine in Philly, who he got married into a wealthy family. He's Indian. It was an arranged marriage. He was just like, dude, just come out.
Was she hot?
Indian hot. Like, you know, Indian is like
Indian hot.
Yeah, there's like Princess Jasmine and then it's like immediately old lady.
Yeah,
like, there's like, no middle age Indian
bald woman. Jabba the Indian. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking
about.
They
go from hot chick with her stomach out to like just a big belly.
I've always said that Indian is like the one ice cream flavor. Like if you were gonna like create the hottest race, Indian would always be my other flavor. Like if I was going to go to a soft surf of ethnicities and make my hot version, like black woman with an Indian woman would be a great combination. Okay. White with Indian. Anything with Indian is delicious.
Right.
Is what I'm saying.
You can't stand alone.
Yeah.
You need something to make you better.
You need to mix Indian with something else to make it the hotter version. But I think you're right. I think to that point, like when you go on a long weekend, you just want the crew to have the best time.
That's it. Yeah.
Like the, you know, if you have one, if you bring ATVs and one chick is miserable, being like, I don't want to break my elbow.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, no one's doing ATVs then.
Yeah.
So that means those ATVs don't matter for shit. And that guy's gift to the group is kind of ruined. Your gift to the group has to be somewhat like, you know, something you can't even buy.
Yeah, I would say that his best bet would be say yes to everything.
Yes.
Be open to do anything that they throw out there. Right, you're down to go and you're giving everything your all. You know what I mean? Like, and that's all you can
really
do. And
people appreciate that person way more. Like the guy that's like at the, you know, when you go to a long weekend, you'll go to like these huge bars and everyone will be packed.
Yeah.
And the one guy that's like game to go on the dance floor and make shit happen.
Yep.
Bring the group to the dance floor or go talk to another group. Like I was on a bachelor party once, and I've mentioned this before. There were these groups of girls in the water. Like we were in Lake Travis outside of Austin. And there were these group of girls in the water, and we were on the boat, and everyone's just sitting there, and we're just drinking on the boat. And I was like, hey, girls!
Yeah, yeah.
And like at that moment, you become the hero for your group. So, like, because you want to be the straw that stirs the drink.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, to make a long weekend. Like, so my advice to this guy is make a plan for the beach. Beaches get boring. Okay.
Right.
You got to be the guy that sets up a beach itinerary. Okay. So that means before you get to the weekend, you need to plot out one of the days you guys are all going to be doing the beach, and you need to pump people up about your idea for what will happen at the beach. I don't know what that is because I'm not going to make this plan for you, but it involves booze.
Definitely.
It involves a mix of some sort, like a dance mix.
A ball or something like that. Like
a drinking Olympics where you make the teams first so no one has to choose the teams.
I don't even think it needs to be that organized. Because I'm thinking that. I remember I went to Jamaica for a wedding.
Okay.
And we, you know, people brought like frisbees and all this stuff and footballs and stuff to the beach.
Totally.
And somehow two or three of us just ended up about waist deep in the water trying to volley the ball back and forth. That's it. But everyone was already shots and beers in.
Totally.
And then it just became the entire group. Now we're like 15, 20 of us in the water just volleying the ball. And we were trying to get it to like 30 so that we could get out of the water and go in.
Well, that's so funny. That's like when you give a kid a present and it's like this big PlayStation. Like, no, fuck the PlayStation. I want the box it comes in.
Right.
That's the story of life right there. Because that's true. Because you guys were in the water playing with a 99-cent beach ball.
Right.
You know, doing a game that all of us play. Like, my brother and I, catch the koosh with your left hand. Let's see how many times.
What's the koosh?
You get a koosh ball.
And okay.
You play out with your left hand.
Right.
You know, like that type of game.
Exactly.
That you play for hours, and you're like, remember that koosh game?
Yeah.
We played for 2 hours on the beach. So I think coming with something simple like a ball or whatever it is, or a plan for how you're going to use that ball in a simple, you know, it could even be like I love like dizzy bat races, and now you have the water as an element for the dizzy bat races.
Right.
And now you got like your mix of like maybe you bring like a jungle juice or like a, you know, like whatever like your mixes or Skippies I've mentioned on the last podcast.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, here's the game. Shot of jungle juice. Do a dizzy bat, run into the water, run back. You and your girlfriend have to French kiss at the end. I don't know. Then maybe you're getting into blowjob land with your girlfriend later that night because you guys won the game against your friends.
Definitely. And that's one of those games where you suggest it, yay or nay, but all you need is one to play and get started.
Totally.
And start having fun.
Yes.
And everyone else who's just sitting there trying to be cool, they're going to end up joining along.
The key to a long weekend is have a straw to stir the drink. You got to have one person pushing that stuff and getting creative and not being afraid to have, because nobody hates the guy that's like, let's try this.
Right.
Everyone hates the guy that's like, nah.
Yeah. And that's the thing. You'll find yourself getting invited on more of these weekends where you don't have to pay for shit.
Yeah. Dude. That's the thing. Yeah. When you're the cool guy with the rich friends, they just want the straw.
That's it.
They'll pay for the straw.
I was the token black guy in a group for a long time. And that landed me in a World Series game for the Phillies in 2008. Yeah.
Because they were just like, get here. You're the best time. Yeah, we need you involved.
That's it. And I didn't pay for a beer, a ticket, nothing.
Love that. tfmpodcast@gmail.com, tfmpodcast@gmail.com. We're here at Dave Temple, @I'm Dave Temple on Twitter. You can find his podcast called The First World Problems Podcast. tfmpodcast@gmail.com. Keep sending those emails. This is actually on that point.
Hold on.
This
was that a sweeper? Did we just come back
from
commercial?
Yes. Listen, man. I do this right.
Yeah,
there's not very many podcasts that will reset.
Where did you get your training from?
Listen,
man?
I've been listening to sports radio my whole entire life, so I know how things work.
Okay.
Also, the fact is, I know that people listen to these at the gym, on the subway, their walk to class. This is a good point to turn it off, turn it back on when you come back.
Hmm.
So listen, give me advice on black is the name of the next email. I think you'll be able to help.
Give me advice on black.
I'm black.
I'm black.
I think I said once, I was like, I don't think there are any black listeners. And then I got all these emails being like, I'm your black listener. Hey, Jay Taint, huge fan. Been listening since the summer. I've come seeking your wisdom. I'm attending Washington Lee in Arlington, Virginia, and I have a problem. I've always been the type of guy who doesn't believe in dating girls in high school because it can turn out well, can't be worth it. Generally, I just stick to hooking up with girls, which works pretty well and leaves no strings. However, recently, this one girl caught my eye, and I think it might be wise to lock her down. How do you know when to lock a chick down?
Yeah,
Dave?
I don't know.
That's a tough one. That's like the... Because every guy knows that his penis will one day say to him, look at her. You know what I mean? Like maybe a little whisper. And then you have to make that decision, which head do I listen to?
Right.
So that's really the biggest conundrum as a guy, because we know that's coming. Even though we're into this one girl right now, we're like, this is it.
Right,
she's the best. We just have to know, is she better than our penis?
Everything else you got going on right now. That's really what it is. If you're dealing with a fleet of women, like I'm engaged. I'm engaged.
Okay, congratulations.
Thank you. She's here because out of the 14 women I was dealing with at the same time.
So how'd she make it out of the minor leagues?
When I got annoyed with everyone, she was the one that annoyed me the least. And I was like, you can stay.
Now you have your vows.
Everyone else can go.
You were the least annoying of the bunch. That with this ring, I
would love to see the look on her father's face.
Oh my God. You were the least annoying of the bunch. But I understand that. Like you know, you have to weigh the bad more than you have to weigh the good.
Right.
Well, he writes, especially if I want a touchdown in the P zone. So he thinks he wants to lock her down, especially if he wants to touch down in the P zone. She's pretty down to earth and has great tits.
Yeah, she's the one.
I love
Sounds
how
it's like she's the one.
I love how he went from she's down to earth and great tits. Like those two are in the same phylum of things.
And it's funny because it's such a juvenile way of thinking. Like that doesn't make her the one. Those tits got another 10 years tops, right?
Those tits have a shelf life. They're going on the sale rack. Listen, she's definitely a 788. So we have a rating system here on the podcast.
A 788?
Face, body, personality.
Okay.
788. It's the area code method. So he's saying 7 face, 8 body, 8 personality. That's a great rating.
Yeah,
she seems pretty into me, and we have a date scheduled next weekend. My question is, how can I make the next step during our date after towards making the relationship official without being weird? Or is the first date too early to DTR, define the relationship?
Holy shit. This turned into a chicks podcast
really quick. That's kind of how all the questions go. They start with a lot of machismo.
And then they
end with, I'm a virgin. How do I have sex with her?
But these are my real feelings,
but I love
bro.
Which I enjoy. Listen, there's a question wrapped in this, touchdown in P Island.
But
so the question is, help me, I'm in uncharted waters. Also, she seems promiscuous, but people tell me she's prude. No Holy sex. Shit, do you dude. Think locking her down would change anything, or is that is this a lost cause off the bat? I'll say one thing right away before I pitch to you, Dave, and tell me if you agree. Don't get in a relationship to have the sex.
Right.
That is the wrong thing. You won't be happy. You will come and immediately realize that was a bad decision.
Yep.
The exactly. minute you climax, you'll go, oh, fuck, I'm stuck here.
You're doing the same thing that a guy does when he cheats. Like, if a guy cheats...
Explain that.
If a guy cheats, it's basically, all right, I am going to jeopardize everything for the sex.
Ah.
And the minute that you get that nut off, you're like, oh, my God, I just made a huge mistake.
I got to deal with this nut.
I jeopardized everything. Yes, you know what I mean?
It's backwards to think, you know, and we all do this. This is a very... you know, this is a problem for anybody. It doesn't right. matter if you're 18 or you're 800 years old. You're going to think sex first,
right.
consequences later.
Right. He's already rating her 788.
Yeah.
Nice tits, down to earth. Okay, but you don't really know this
girl.
He
even said it in his description. He said nice tits first,
right.
down to earth second.
Nice tits. I'm hearing she might be promiscuous. Some people are saying she's yeah. a prude.
He sounds young. He said
I
want to
try and lock
school.
It down on the first date. You don't know this girl.
Yeah.
You have no idea what you're getting yourself into, but you want to have sex with her so bad. And you want, like, in his mind where he is now, he thinks the only way that he can have sex with her is to present a relationship.
Yeah, and that's wrong.
Right,
listen, we live in new times. You don't have to have, you know, sex doesn't mean that you're engaged, and engaged doesn't mean that's when you have sex. You know,
right.
We are in somewhat of a free love territory of things where sex can happen before there are these defined relationships in place. But at a young age, which this guy seems he is, I can see why he would mix up the two.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Which, because we've all been down there. I am a person, I've definitely been in relationships or more serious with girls in the way, you know, in the past, where I didn't think them out. I thought with my dick first, and then I knew, like, and you know right away, you know what I'm talking about, where you know, you literally, you have the sex with that girl, and you're just like, oh, no. I now have to spend another month here. hanging out and doing the shit that I didn't want to do.
Another month. I've been in some positions where I'm like, fuck, all right, I got to get out of here.
right now.
I got to get out of here right now.
But that's the thing. So my advice to him is, listen, and anybody, go have fun with somebody first. Don't try and, you know, don't try and use relationship as, you know, sex is the goal, but relationship can't be... Sex can be the goal with certain girls.
Yeah.
I do agree sex can be the goal, but it shouldn't be with the tool of relationship. That's just not the right way to go about it. You're going to end up hurting someone where you don't want to do that. You want to be open and honest with this person. So, hey, you like her, obviously. Go have fun with her. Go on the date. Have a great time. See if you hit
it
off.
Right.
And then if you do... Set up another date.
Yeah, it sounds.
Sex
gay,
will come naturally.
Yeah, you got to treat it like hanging out with another dude. You know, it's just like, all right, this seems like somebody I'd be cool with.
Yeah,
you know, but I'm not gonna know until I hang out with them a few times. Whether
totally.
I want to keep hanging out with them. Relationships are organic, you know.
Yes,
this guy sounds young. The fact that you know he's just like, hey, I want to lock this down.
Also, the bases exist for a reason. Like, if you've never been on a date with this girl, and if you're talking about defining the relationship, then getting sex from that,
yeah,
it doesn't sound like you've even Frenched yet.
That's why, I'll be honest with you, that's why I have always enjoyed one-night stands.
Oh, yeah?
Because now I just have the image of who I thought that person was.
I do agree with that. There is a part of me where it's like, if you get the sex out of the way, you're like, okay, now I can think about this person.
Even if I never see you again, it's just the memory... of who I've created you to be versus getting to know you and having all of my, what do you call them, expectations
shattered
over time.
Totally.
Over time, it just, you're no longer who I thought you were going to be. You know what I mean?
And sex can ruin things. Sex can ruin this like fun that you're having meeting this girl.
Right.
You know, you could have sex with this girl and then it'll be like, okay, now I've thrown out all my, it's like kind of like if you got like one special move during a fighting video game.
And
you just used all the special moves right away, and then you get to it and you know, get over this hump and you're like, oh God, I got no special moves left. Like, I've done everything. I've worn myself out. So, like,
opened up with your closer.
Yeah,
huh?
You don't want to open up with it. Just like in comedy, you don't want to open with your closer.
Ooh, that was a huge laugh.
Yeah. And then every other laugh is like, well, what happened to this guy? Why did he? I thought he was cool. So I think there's like the, I hear where he's coming from. I think he should just go in the toilet, go on the date. Before the date, tell the girl, listen, I need to use the bathroom. Go in the bathroom and masturbate as quietly as possible.
Jeez.
Get that out of your system.
On the date?
On the date. This is a little bit of sitcom logic.
You
want to
see her. You want to see her empty.
See her through non-cum eyes.
Right, right.
You know, I want you to see her for the person that she is.
Right.
Get to know her. Then make this decision mutually. And maybe start with a hand job.
Right.
Let's work our way up. You know, let's not, and also don't lock yourself into this relationship, because you might get a hand job and then be like, oh shit, we had nothing to talk about until that hand job.
True.
You know, so tfmpodcast@gmail.com, tfmpodcast@gmail.com. We're with Dave Temple. You can find him on Twitter @I'm Dave Temple.
@I'm Dave Temple.
tfmpodcast@gmail.com. This one's called Boyfriend Refuses to Give the D. Have you ever been in a relationship where you didn't want to have sex with a girl?
Yes.
Why?
Like, it wasn't a relationship, but I was hanging out with somebody and...
And you stopped wanting to have sex with her?
Yeah.
What was the reason?
I may not have smelled right or...
Really? That's
like,
the reason?
Or I could just been turned off. Something would have turned me off where I'm like, I'm not into it anymore. You know what I mean?
Really?
Like,
you couldn't just, like, truck through that? Like, I feel like a lot of guys would be like, yeah, she just said something that I'm not agreeing with, but my boners can still work.
I was in a situation, like some of the ones I'm thinking of right now, I was in a situation of abundance. Like I was dealing with multiple women at the time.
So it's hard to like keep attention to one?
No, but what would happen was Fridays were the worst for dealing with multiple women.
Like, okay, because they all want to go out.
Everyone wants to go out. So you're answering texts all day. And you're basically lying to everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
Now I got a show out of town. I won't be around. You got to pick one that you can hang out with.
Yeah, yeah.
That's who you're going to hang out with. And then you spend the rest of the weekend doing makeup with everybody else.
Yeah, you got to cover up the bases that you've just loaded with different excuses.
And there were girls that I were keeping on the team just because.
Because it felt good to get the text.
Yeah, right.
I've had that.
And I didn't want to let them down.
So now, here it is.
This
might come up 2 years from now, so I don't want to let
this person off.
Here it
is, Sunday afternoon. All right, I'm doing the makeup thing with you because I was with who I really wanted to be with Friday.
Mm.
I was with someone else Saturday that I was trying to make it up. And now I'm with you on Sunday, and you're waiting for it. She's
totally.
Like, yeah. And it's like, yeah, but you're Sunday for a reason. Like, I'm not as attracted to you as
I
was.
You're a Sunday chick.
Yeah, Friday and Saturday, and I'm not.
I understand that. I think from the girl's point of view, because this is from a female listener, if you're a girl out there listening, and if you're getting like...
Boyfriend won't have sex with her.
If you're getting excuses... Like, if you, like, just like, but you're saying, like, you know, I'd have to make up these excuses. This is coming up. This is coming up. Those excuses add up to a full-out lie.
Right.
You
There's
know,
something
we know,
that he's not revealing.
If we're speaking honestly to the female listener out
there,
like, if you feel something, what girls will do is they'll be like, I'm being crazy. And guys are, we lucked out because we have, girls will let us off the hook just because they're like, well, I guess I'm being crazy.
Right, right.
I don't want to be crazy. Well, if you think you're crazy, it's probably for a reason.
Right, exactly.
You know, like you can never tell someone how to feel. So if you feel a certain way about a situation, there is something wrong.
Right.
Whether that person on the other side thinks it's not wrong, you have the problem.
Right.
So it's okay to have a problem. So this girl writes, hey, J Train, I've been dating my boyfriend now for almost 2 months, have known him for almost 5. In this time period, we have yet to have sex, and it's starting to worry me. I've bluntly asked for it numerous times, and he just doesn't act on it. He continuously consoles me and says there's nothing wrong with me and there isn't any particular reason why. He says he still thinks I'm totally hot, but this doesn't make sense. I've taken a trip to the South Pole many, many times, as he has, but nothing, still nothing.
Is that white for going down on each other?
Going down on each other. Yeah. That's white person speak, South Pole. Black person speak. That's like going down, you know, going downtown.
I gave this nigga some head.
Yeah, that's how we say it. This is starting to really bother me since getting some afternoon delight was never been a problem for me in any other relationships. So she's sexually active. I really like this guy and we're great in every other aspect of things, which to me is hard to believe. What should I do? Should I be worried? From one of your female loyal listeners, love getting a good laugh every episode. Well, thank you for listening. Keep telling your friends. Should she be worried?
Yeah.
She's got to be worried.
Yeah, I mean, just, yeah.
Especially if you're asking for it. If you're saying, I want to have sex with you, my question would first be, what's his response to that?
Right.
Is he just saying, no, I'm not ready? Because he might be a virgin. I don't know.
So there's two things that could be happening here.
Okay, go
either
for
he's
it.
Clearly given her a reason and she's not hearing it,
yes.
Which is why she's going, I don't know. Because it doesn't make sense that you can just not have a reason for in 5 months. You know what I mean?
It like, doesn't make sense that this act, there's something out there we don't know.
Right.
For her to not know it is weird.
For her to be able to ask you via email this way.
Yes, without
and trying to get an answer, but she can't ask him the same way or she doesn't have an answer from him. And to even accept the fact that he hasn't provided her with an answer and this long. And she's still there, you know what I mean? But I think, like, what is the age group of your listeners right now? You know what I mean?
College.
Okay.
Post-college, pre-college.
They haven't really,
she's sexually active.
Yeah, they haven't really gotten that confidence, that swagger yet to just go, how do I got
to
put up with this
That's
shit?
My first thing to her, is to let her know there's nothing wrong with her.
Right.
That's I think that's kind of one of the things a lot of women will do, where they'll be like, well, what did I do for him not to want to have sex?
Right,
like,
right.
Guys are emotional. Guys feel bad about themselves. Guys have issues. Like, they have all the same emotions as women. So I know we put on a front that's like macho and we want sex all the time. But there are reasons, just like you're saying, that we won't want to have sex with somebody.
Right.
So you have to stop first thinking that this girl needs to stop thinking that it's her fault.
Right.
That is not her fault.
Right.
He should want to have sex with her. She's going down on him.
Yeah.
Okay. Obviously, he's willing to do some sexual act with her. She's probably good looking. She has great qualities. There's nothing wrong with her. And that's what everyone should remember when they're wondering why something's off with their boyfriend. Because
right.
a lot of girls will do the, there's something wrong with me first. No, this is his fucking problem.
Right, right. Let me tell you a story that changed my life as far as like, this is a relationship. And
oh,
this
please.
Is what changed my views on the outcome.
This is a life changing story you're about
oh,
to
yeah.
tell. Go.
Head over heels in love with a girl.
Okay.
Right? And I knew going into it, she was going to break my heart. You know what I mean?
Because like, you were just so sold.
And I saw it, and I saw the type of girl that this was. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know that Belle Biv DeVoe, poison, never trust a big butt and a smile. Like, that girl is poison. This was her.
I think that's our first poison reference of the podcast. We've been on for a couple years now, and I really appreciate it.
This was her, man. You know, I met her. And just fast forward, you know, maybe about a year and a half or two years of trying.
There is the fall too hard where you're like, fuck, this is going to end.
And I knew it. Yeah. I knew it going into it. I mean, and this girl told me from the rip, hey, man, look, I ain't shit. You might not want to invest your emotions in me. And that's, you know, whatever she's dealing with. But I was trying to make it work. While everybody else would just hit it and just move on,
yeah.
I'm like, I'm going to.
I'm
going to
fix
this
one.
Right, right. And then we went through the same thing, the drought with the sex. It just stopped.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the hell? Oh, no, this happens to me every now and again. My sex drive, it just, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I mean, this was going on for months.
Yeah.
And it was insane that I was like dealing with this. You know what I mean? Like this chick would come and crash at my crib and lay in the bed with me and literally, no, no, no.
Oh, so she would come over at night and like stay with you. And like,
oh, yeah. We were still like full-fledged boyfriend and girlfriend.
Okay.
Like going out on dates, spending money.
But the sex
like,
just wasn't happening.
No sex at all. And, you know, she kept trying to tell me, it's not you. I just go through these periods, you know, and the drought. And then, you know, fast forward maybe 3 months later.
Yeah.
And she has to come and be honest. I'm pregnant with my ex's boyfriend. Had nothing to do with me at all.
No fucking way.
It was the fact that, you know, she was just outright.
She's pregnant with her ex's.
Yeah,
baby.
Yeah. Her ex-boyfriend. Like, then we went through a period where she wasn't coming over anymore
because
I was pushing the issue of sex so hard. I was like, no, you're not doing this to me.
Yeah.
She would go home and then she would always start getting off the phone with me. I'm going to bed, you know, around 11 o'clock. I got to get up and go to work.
Yeah.
And, you know, oh, no, it's not you, it's not you. But no, it wasn't me. It had nothing to do with me.
And you missed out on all that no condom, I'm pregnant sex.
Yeah, so, you know.
Fucking bitch.
But it had nothing to do with me.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was also a thing I had to go through that phase of realizing, like, you know, oh, man, I got cheated on. What's the matter with me? It has nothing to do with you.
It's nothing to do with me. Problem.
It's this person that made a choice, made a decision. This is a dude that she's been dealing with off and on since she was 15.
Yeah.
This shit was way bigger than me. You know what I mean? Like, my 1 year with her is like a turn
a
in the page
on the radar.
In the novel of her life. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
But it affected me so hard, and you just felt like you were a fucking victim. And I realized, no, you're not a victim. This type of shit happens every day.
You know what's so interesting about that is that we live in a time where, like, I do feel like, you know, and I think every generation thinks that about their generation, but I do think we're at a time right now where, you know, the sex conversation and the relationship conversation are being combined, where they used to be separate.
Okay.
So people think, well, no sex is happening, but we're great together. No, the sex is a part of a healthy relationship. Like, I think we live in a time where we know that it's okay to say, like, if you knew something was wrong when
right.
she wasn't having sex.
Right.
And some people would say to you, well, sex isn't everything. Relax, you animal. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
and
like, the shit she was trying to sell me.
But that's what I'm saying. That's what people will try to sell you on.
Right.
Like, no, it isn't everything. We don't need to have sex every day. Well,
right.
you do need to fulfill each other physically.
Right, right.
Because that works into mental stuff. And, you know, both sides have to work together to make a healthy relationship.
Right.
So, you know, there's that, you know, where I said women will do this themselves. People will do this themselves with sex, where they'll be like, I'm crazy. I guess I'm the one who needs sex all the time. No, you just want to feel connected to somebody. You want to feel you're on the same page.
Exactly.
With them. And for her and you, this is a similar situation where it's like you both were yearning for something to be connected with. You wanted that other person to want what you wanted to
right.
make you feel normal.
Right.
And that isn't abnormal.
And the weird thing is your mental obsession with this person
yeah.
is what allows you to put up with this type of BS for
yes.
too long.
Yes.
So I'm telling you, I already put this girl in this category
yeah.
that was like, oh, you're it. I was like the other guy.
Yeah.
I want to make this official. I've never had a girl
like
you.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never had.
You start dreaming ahead of it. You start thinking about how you're going to live together.
Yeah.
Never
had
like 20
a girl
steps
with
ahead.
A body like this, a personality like this.
Yeah.
Like the sex was amazing. And then it just stopped. You
yeah.
know what I mean? And I'm like, okay, I'll do anything to get back in that door, including sit around in a sexless relationship for months. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's a weird, weird thing. But
it's, oh, I could tell you about this girl's boyfriend is definitely not pregnant. I could tell you one thing. I haven't been wearing headphones this whole time. Is that okay? I don't know what that would change.
I mean, you sound fine.
Okay,
fine.
Cool.
He might be trying.
He's definitely not pregnant.
He might be trying.
I would say to her, she's got to bring it up, and she's got to, I mean, how does she?
She doesn't need to address it, because here's the thing. If for her to do this way, I feel like right now she's not in a state where she can mentally handle finding out the reason.
Mm.
I think her biggest thing is she needs to let it go, move on, and be done with it, and learn how to start brushing this shit off of her shoulder.
Oh, you think she should just leave him totally?
Because if he's not going to come clean with the answer.
Yeah.
And even once she finds out what it is, it's not going to make her feel better.
Huh.
She's in a fragile state right now because she's insecure, because she doesn't have an answer. But even once she finds out the answer, she's just going to disagree with the answer. You know
yeah,
what I mean? Like,
yeah,
if he
yeah.
comes and says, well, this is the real reason why,
mm-hmm.
she's going to get, but that's stupid. That doesn't make any sense. Like, it doesn't have to be that way.
And
I could change
yeah,
that. I could fix that.
And the answer from her friends is like, well, then you stop giving him head. And it's like, well, then you're both just sitting there. Like, what
right,
are you doing? You're
right.
just at a standstill.
So from what it sounds like, it's a wrap. Just
yeah.
be done with it. You're not, there's not a clear and honest
well,
communication
I think
there.
Also girls always want the why, and
We all do. All human beings want to. It's a funny thing where we have to label and categorize everything, and most of us can't move forward without it.
Mm.
See, human beings, some of us have better ability at compartmentalizing shit than others.
Yeah.
Like, you can drive down the road, right, and you can see, like, a splattered animal on the side of the road,
mm.
and you're just like, oh, fucking
oh,
roadkill, keep
animal.
It going. There's some people that, ah! Yeah. They got to
yeah,
pull
yeah,
over.
Yeah.
Oh, my God! You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So and that's the thing, dude. I went to a this pizza shop, right?
Okay.
I got my kids with me, and my youngest was 3 at the time. I got 2 daughters, 10 and 4. But she was 3 at the time. And we're in the back eating pizza as a family. It's me, my lady, the 2 kids, and my father-in-law. Right?
Okay.
Another family walks in, like a Chinese family. I don't know why I said that. It's not really important to the story. But
no, I get it now. I didn't know Chinese people ate pizza, but go on.
But one of them important is for me. One of them is mentally handicapped. Okay. One of the kids is handicapped. And it's a lot of coming from that table. We are all trained socially. Me, my oldest daughter, my lady, her father. We look over, address the noise. Oh, okay. This kid's special.
Yeah.
Don't ever look again. My 3-year-old doesn't have that training yet.
Ah.
And you got to see the look of confusion on her face where she looks, why is this person screaming?
What's wrong with that
right
person?
Yeah. And you know, she's looking at us like, why aren't you guys reacting to this? You know what I mean? Because she can't label it. It's like if you're in your house at night and you hear a noise, if you know what the noise is, you can go right to sleep. You don't give a
but
fuck.
If you don't know, you're
like, what the fuck was that, right? We all need to label and compartmentalize
so,
everything.
So, I mean, this girl's going to need to label and
that's why I'm telling her she's got to practice now being able to understand there's some things that she can't label and she's got to get over. You know, like when you drive down the road, the reason why you can make it to your destination after seeing a deer, you don't need answers to
life. You just
know
the deer is dead.
Right.
So all she needs to know is the relationship's dead.
Exactly.
Doesn't matter how or why. Doesn't mean she's not a great person.
You don't need to know God's plan as to why it's this deer on the side of the road.
I'm for your advice. I wasn't going to say that. My thing was going to be to say to him, listen, I need to have sex. If you don't give me a reason, I need to go. But you know, all those reasons are going to be lies. I think you're right. Hey guys, dropping in for just a hot second to tell you about our sponsor, MeUndies.com. You gotta check them out. MeUndies.com, they have the most comfortable underwear you've ever had on your body. I'm wearing them right now. They come in cool designs. They come in great sizes and colors and all that stuff. You need new underwear. I'm telling you, I can tell. I can tell just by the way you listen to this podcast. You're gross. You're disgusting. Girls look at you and they look away. You need new underwear. That's how you look better. When you take off your pants, that girl's gonna go, oh, look at that dad body. And look at those undies. Those MeUndies. Listen, go on their Instagram right now. All they do is post hot chicks in their underwear, and you can go check out all the styles because in there's some dude ones for our women listeners and gay listeners, so you guys can enjoy that too. So go to MeUndies.com and check out all the styles. And what we're going to do, since we're awesome here at the TFM podcast, we're going to give you a deal. Go to MeUndies.com/TFM and get 20% off your first order and free shipping. Save even more when you buy a pack of them. If I were you, I'd get 8 pairs. 8 pairs of MeUndies because that covers you until from laundry to laundry. So you're never going without. You're never borrowing your roommates. You know how that is. Anybody? Anybody? No? Just me? Okay. Guys, go to MeUndies.com/TFM. You'll get 20% off, but you got to go to MeUndies.com/TFM. Support MeUndies. That supports us. Go check them out. Enjoy today's episode. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. We're here with Dave Temple. You can find him on Twitter. Awesome comic. I'm Dave Temple. He's got a podcast, First World Problems Podcast. Go find it on iTunes, SoundCloud. Guys, you can go to my website. Check out all of my dates, jtraincomedy.com. You can send emails here to tfmpodcast@gmail.com. Also, let me get out some stuff. Stand Up New York is where we tape this podcast. Great club, fun time. You can go to standupny.com, use the promo code TFM, get free tickets to any show here at the club.
Oh,
that's
really
what they call a deal.
Yeah.
So you guys should use that if you're making a trip to New York City this summer. Use that promo code, get that deal. It's a nice night out. Doesn't matter what night of the week, it'll be a lot of fun.
Any night is a great show.
So go on iTunes, rate us, give us 5 stars. That'd be great.
Be the straw.
Be the straw. Be the straw.
Enter TFM into the website and show up. If your buddies bring you to New York and you don't have anything to offer, hey,
there you go.
I got free tickets to Stand Up New York.
I'll tweet at JTrain, JTrain56, or I'll send him a Snapchat. Let's do some shout outs. You on Snapchat?
Nah, man, I'm too old for that
shit. I love Snapchat. I love it. JTrain56 on Snapchat. Brother's been a real douchebag. Can you please shout out his Snapchat? I get shits or tits. So guys will either send me their shits or girls will either send me their tits. It's mostly shits at this point.
Okay.
So this guy wants people to send his brother a shit pics. At John, JohnGressett27. John Gressett27 with 2 S's and 2 T's.
And that's how this works. You can just You can send unsolicited pictures.
I guess so.
To random users.
Please send shit pictures. Like I said, he's been a real fucking douche. Deserves a good ill shit pic every day.
This person could just come in and request for someone to be cyberbullied.
Yes. This is what we do on the podcast. This is hey J-Train, there's no insult or start to this email. There's no question for you. I just want to let you know that your podcast really get me through a tough time. Just broke up with my first girlfriend and honestly first love, and I don't really feel like myself or smile anymore. But listening to your podcast brings my smile back, and I just want to thank you and let you know how good of a job you do. Thanks, man. Thank you again, okay. Jerry. Keep doing what you're doing. P.S. J-Train on Urban Dictionary means to be bukkakeed by a Japanese man. Just throwing it out there.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. Like, J-Train, that's a awkward nickname. Like,
well, I gave it to myself as a joke.
Yeah.
Be like, yo, it's a J-Train coming, and then people would do it, and I was like laughing at every time. Like, so I was I'll just go with it.
Yeah, that sounds like if someone were to call you J-Train, it feels like I would have had to see you naked multiple times.
Yes.
But it totally wasn't gay.
It was Pudge Brothers. So I got one buddy that would be like, yo, Train, and I'll literally turn to Train like an idiot. Like, also, it's a little weird when there's a train in New York called the J-Train.
Yeah.
And people are like, yeah, I'm taking the J-Train. And I'm so narcissistic. I'm like, oh, you're talking to me?
You know? Yeah, which is the train that took forever this morning.
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. We got time for one more. We'll do one more email. We can either do first love, should I play dumb, ex's new boyfriend, words or actions?
Oh, man. I'm more interested in the ex's new boyfriend. And what was the first one? First love. Yeah, no, let's do ex's new boyfriend.
All right, this is a good one to end on. Sup, Dr. J.
That's a good name for you.
Yeah, I like it. Recently got a year and a half relationship. My ex slam just started seeing this new kid who's a total bitch. Do I treat this kid with respect or do I show him who's still boss? Advice is truly needed. What do you think? How do you treat someone who you've been with, the new boyfriend?
I've never hung out with one of my exes.
Well, I mean, that's a thing. When you get done with a girlfriend, like when you get done with a relationship, you need to take time apart.
Yeah.
You need time. I mean, I've become friends with girls that I've had, you know, dates with and been with. But it only came after there was time spent apart.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you can't avoid that, I was just at a wedding. I mean, I have exes in my past. I was just at a wedding where my ex-girlfriend was there at the wedding.
Okay.
We share the friend that got married. So I was just in this specific situation.
Right.
And she came with her boyfriend who she lived with. I'm very happy for her. We're not together. I have no, I'd rather her be there with her new boyfriend than not.
Right.
You know, because then there's no like, what are we going to do here? You know, do we have to talk the whole night? You know, whatever. She's got her new life. I'm like so happy that they're together. I'm happy they're happy.
Right.
The only way to play it was to be the fucking man.
Yeah, you got to be the man.
You have to have it so her new boyfriend thinks that guy's a fucking cool dude.
And he's more worried about you.
That's the only way to play. Because let's say you go the other way. Let's say you go not cool dude. You act like a dickhead. You start not talking to him when you're at the same parties. You start doing you just put up a fence.
Right.
The whole time it looks like you're jealous.
Right.
That whole time, there's no other way to look than jealous. There's, from their perspective, you have to look at it from the other perspective, not where you're sitting from. Maybe you're still upset about the breakup or how it ended or that you're not together. But if you went up to him and were like, dude, let's do some shots. Like not organic. You want to do it organically,
right?
You don't want to be like, hey, shots right now. But like, you're sitting next to a dude, you're talking. Oh, what do you do? Where do you go to school? Where are you from? You start having a real conversation. Then you're like, hey man, I'm gonna get a shot. You want to do a shot? You just be as cool as you can be,
right?
Then there's a period where she comes home and they're like, the conversation's obviously gonna come up where she's like, yeah, that was like my ex boyfriend. He's gonna be like, what a great guy.
Right.
That's either the only thing that can be said.
Or, what I'm just thinking now is probably even the biggest ace in the hole would be just, you don't even have to ask all that shit. You just walk up, buy a drink for the guy, and just tell him, hey, man, I'm jealous. That's it.
I'm jealous?
And then just walk off. You calmly say, I'm jealous,
really?
whether you mean it or not.
And then that guy's walking around with a boner the rest of the night?
But the same thing, when he brings it up later on, like if the lady
comes don't let her hear that, is what you're saying. Yeah,
it doesn't make a difference. It can get back to her. It can get back to her. You don't even have to want her back. You understand what I'm saying? Like,
even,
it's just
even
you're
less than
you're
jealous. Like, if you went up to him in a quiet moment and were just like,
hey, man,
hey. Good for you, man. She's awesome.
Kind of jealous, dude.
Yeah,
you know
man,
what I mean? And be earnest about it. And you can just put it on. Hey, man, I gotta admit, I'm kind of jealous. This looks nice.
This looks nice,
right? And then you
time.
Just go on about the rest of your night, because now you don't have to talk to the guy again.
Yeah.
Because you made it clear, I don't really need or want to talk to you.
Totally.
Like, no one can be mad at you for coming up and going, hey, man, I'm kind of jealous. And then you never come back and speak throughout the rest of the night.
Also, your ex is your best and worst referral.
Right.
That is the person that, like, if someone hears something from an ex, they're like, they are fully interested to hear what that person has to say.
Right.
Because they knew you on an intimate level that no one else does. So if there's a girl out there that's like,
I don't even think it's that. I think we just want the negative, because we know the ex is going to give you the negative. I don't think anyone.
But that's the thing. The expectation is that she's going to come with negative stuff. And if she doesn't, you're like, oh, I'm going to fuck this guy at the wedding. Or like, you know what I mean? Like, you're going to like, or like, you know, you're just putting the best light. Like, you're never going to look bad to that. Whoever that referral is coming from, you're always, if you're putting a nice light by that person,
right,
or like the ex's new boyfriend, he's like, yeah, that guy's a good dude.
Now, you seem like the type of dude that could pull that off. Like, you'd have a good enough relationship with your ex to see her at a wedding and be like, hey, could you do me a favor?
Trying to throw the oop.
This chick in the bathroom.
Trying to get an alley-oop here.
Give me the good referral.
I just think you're going to live life, stress is the number one cause of men dying is heart disease. Number one cause of heart disease is stress.
Okay.
You relieve yourself of a lot of stress not thinking about these people. Not giving in to fucking, like, listen, be cool. I'm sure you guys, if her and him get along and you and her got along at a certain point, I'm pretty sure you two are going to get along.
Okay.
Like, you're not that far away. Whatever happened with your ex, you're not that far away from the person that once dated your ex. So I think be cool is the only way to go with ex-girlfriends.
Right.
Be cool. Be fucking awesome. Be great. And also, don't fool that response to you being cool as that she's into you.
Did he give us at all how this guy was being a total bitch?
He's talking like a dude.
Yeah, because now I gotta wonder whether there's any validity to that statement.
If somebody was having sex with like a girl that I just recently broke up with, I'd be like, that guy's a fucking loser.
Just being a bitch?
Yeah, I could see the outline of his penis through his jeans. It's not that big. That would be my first thought of my mind. I'd be like, that fucking bitch.
And the sad part is, music, especially rap music nowadays, it doesn't cater towards guys in these positions.
Yeah.
Because every song is about taking somebody else's girl. You know what I mean? So it's like, fuck, dude. Like, I got to listen to this shit. It's got to be a little bitch. You know?
Yeah, stop being a bitch. Everyone's a bitch. No one's just like,
yeah,
he's a cool guy.
What is that?
There's no rap song about like, yeah, that guy's pretty awesome.
Have you noticed that in rap? Yeah. Everything is, if no one else is looking at it, I don't want it. I'm all about taking your girl. Trey Songz calls himself Mr. Steal Your Girl. Like,
oh yeah, isn't that Mr. Steal Your Girl?
Yeah, he starts off every song like that. You know what I mean?
What a dickhead.
Yeah.
What a fucking asshole.
If your bitch winks an eye at me, she gone. Like, that's every rap
hilarious lyric.
It's just all about taking someone's girl.
Dave, thank you for coming on. This was awesome.
Thanks for having me, man.
Guys, all of you, go follow Dave Temple. Fantastic comic. You do a lot of colleges, too.
Yeah.
So
I just came off of a great college tour, man. So
you'll be back doing colleges, I'm sure, in the fall.
Yep.
So go check out Dave. He's coming to your school at I'm Dave Temple.
That's the letter I, the letter M,
Dave Temple.
People get that.
Oh, what do they think of
it? I don't know. But people just never seem to find me. Like,
I am Dave Temple.
That's why, because they think it's I am.
Oh, no.
I'm Dave Temple.
Right. Okay. So it would be M. Dave Temple.
Yeah, really, instant message Dave Temple.
Yeah. First World Problems podcast. Go follow him, support him. I'm Jared Free, JTrain56 on all platforms. We're going to come back with the news in just a second. We'll be right back.
I can't say life's a bitch because what you make of me. You make your own bitch, so you got to land in me.
Hey guys, welcome back. We're gonna do some news. Chris, thank you for coming, bringing the news. Go check him out at Mansamp on Twitter.
That's correct.
He's got the Mandatory Samson podcast every Friday morning. You can tune into that.
That's right. Actually, if you're watching right now, we're going to be recording at like 4 o'clock, so you can watch the live stream.
If you're watching in Daily Motion Land, go check it out. Also, I have a column out that just came out today about the dad body, which is a new phenomena.
I did see that.
You see the dad body?
Yeah.
Girls are into the dad bod.
Is this true, or did you make that up?
I didn't make it up. I just put it. There's the thing. This is like the internet hubbub this week is about dad bodies, so...
I've been perfecting that for years.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I wrote about how you can't just like create a dad body. Like you just have to have it.
Yeah. You
or
just
you don't.
Eat halal cart a lot.
Yeah. We're back with Dave Temple. You can find Dave. That was awesome. Thank you for coming on.
Thanks, man. Thanks
answer some great questions. Yeah. Great advice. Go find him. I'm Dave Temple on Twitter. Let's get into some news.
This is a great story. I really enjoy this one. The Houston Rockets, I mean, it sucks the outcome, but the story's funny. The Houston Rockets fire hilarious social media manager for tweeting out horse euthanasia joke.
Yeah. They call it a horse euthanasia joke?
Wait a minute. What was it? Repeat that.
That's just the headline. Yeah. Here's the story. Right. This guy, Chad J. Shanks on Twitter. He's the Houston Rockets or was the Houston Rockets social media guy.
Oh, this was a while back now. Yeah.
This was last week.
Kentucky Derby.
This feels like it was 100 years ago.
Okay, no. Yeah, so this guy puts a horse emoji, a gun emoji.
Yeah, I saw.
Says, shh, just close your eyes. It will all be over soon.
Right.
Which is... It's just a joke.
That was at the end of the series against the Mavericks.
It was against the Dallas Mavericks. Yeah, he was just talking shit on Twitter to the Mavericks.
And he got fired? I remember reading that.
I remember seeing Dallas Mavericks respond to it about like your sportsman like conduct or something that's like not classy. And then there was an apology tweet behind it in response to it. And I was just like,
what have we come to?
Right. You can't even talk trash playing basketball anymore.
Yeah. Also, this guy apparently was like, I read about this guy. He's like amazing at his job. Like apparently, like they were sending him on the road to do videos.
Right.
He was like he became a personality of the team from everything I had read. I think I'm pretty sure about this. People are very into this guy. They're into this guy. And it sucks that like, that's not an offensive thing.
No.
That's not offensive. There's no horse right now that's getting bullied because of that tweet.
It's an emoji.
Like who?
Why are we giving these people power?
Where like we're giving the loud minority power when we do stuff like this. The amount of people that care about this. Like I would say, the Mindy Project just got canceled. Okay, you know that show? It's on Fox. The Mindy Project with Mindy Kaling. I thought that show was a huge success because all I heard from girls was, "I love Mindy Project. I love Mindy Project." None of those fucking girls were watching that show.
No.
None of them were watching it. That is the same as this. All these people that were like, that's horrible about horses.
Right.
None of them care about this about horses.
Yeah.
The article at some point actually says, because they were trying to figure it out, the guy that wrote the article was like, we didn't even understand why this would be a big deal. Some of the guys in the office were like, oh, this is a well-known rape joke online. Like, relax, it'll all be over soon. It's like, you're going...
What's the rape joke?
That it's like... gun to somebody's head, like, just relax, this will be over soon.
Oh,
but that's
come
such
on.
A crazy
that's
leap
such a stretch to
take,
me
right.
Like I guess I get that now,
yeah, but
like,
nobody you, about
it's,
that
but it's a stretch it's a stretch, stretch.
The fact that I listen, I've heard that it'll be over soon about man-on-man prison rape.
Right.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like, I
just saw an article, and I don't mean to change the subject,
no,
but
no,
I just
ahead.
Saw an article of someone complaining, the top 10 things Orange is the New Black got wrong about lesbian sex in prison. Like, really? Like, someone is watching this and going, well, that's not accurate. Like,
when everyone gets a voice, no one gets a voice.
Right.
That's really the problem. Right. And I think you, like, okay, so... I mean, I'll bring up another example that's like more close to. I've been on this podcast before where I've talked about my cousin who is on Twitter or on Facebook. Like, she is on Facebook with everything.
Oh,
her and her husband, everything is posted on Facebook. Everything. Fine. Good for them. But then they'll post, like, their kids is one thing. Then they'll post opinions.
Right.
And the opinions are like, I can't believe, and then into rant.
Right.
One of the opinions, and I think I brought this up on the podcast, was a while back. I'm a Patriots fan. Okay, I'm from Boston, outside of Boston. I grew up on the Patriots my whole life. What's happened with Deflategate? Like, okay, they cheated, whatever. Like,
right,
to me,
right,
like
right.
I'm like, okay. He did what any of us would have done to gain an advantage. If I could find an advantage
in anything in my life, I would do whatever I could to cut that corner. I think everyone cheats in everything. I think every great person does some form of cheating in their life. And if you disagree, then tell me you didn't take Adderall in college.
Okay, so, yeah, I didn't find out about Adderall until after. I was neither. Pissed.
So, but I'm saying, so one of the things she wrote on Facebook is that she, when this was all happening, I guess Bill Nye, the science guy, wrote out a whole, like, basically did all the science against, Bill Belichick came out and had a press conference where he was like, listen, you know, he had all these scientific theories on why the balls were deflated.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Nye came out on the Today Show the next day or on ESPN and was like, listen, this is impossible. Like, I'm, right. You know, in my scientific opinion. So then my cousin went on Facebook and was like, oh, so now we believe Bill Nye, the science guy, over Bill Belichick? Okay, ESPN. Okay, Today Show. And I remember sticking out my head. I wrote and I commented. I was like, you're wrong.
Right.
And then she wrote, about what? I go, everything.
Yeah.
Literally everything. This is, you're taking the word of Bill Belichick, the football coach, over Bill Nye, who's literally called the science guy.
Right.
Whether he's, and she, then she starts writing that he has like all these honorary degrees. I was like, still, where's your degree in anything that has pertains to this? And then like people were posting all these pictures of Bill Nye that were like, I'm not a real scientists because they were all made by creationist people.
Right.
And I was like, right. No, now you're siding with creationist people. And then today I posted, there was an article about how all the science that Bill Belichick said was refuted in the Wells report. So I posted a link to that, to her post from like January.
Uh-huh.
And then she wrote like something that had nothing to do with it. It was just like, and I was like, you should have like,
so all these people not thinking about it anymore. That's what I'm saying. Ranted, and you're that stuck with you the entire time. Like, this is such a dumb argument.
That's what I'm saying. So like, these people who have the issues, like they just spout off without actually caring about it. Like she spouted off about how like ESPN is against the Patriots because they're with Bill Nye.
But that's the funny thing. There's no emotional investment.
Totally.
She can go that hard.
Yes.
And then 4 hours later, be done with it.
And, right.
And you're like, no. You're starting something, you're really, and you're being so loud about it, you're going to change something, you know what I mean? And you don't realize what you're doing.
You don't realize what you're doing when you even spout off that, like, unemotional, that's like, and you see it now with, like with all the serious things that are happening, like, with, like, all the riots and stuff, and you see people that are like, that's not a real problem, because we see so many people spouting off about not real problems every day that we automatically wash out the real problems.
Right.
You know, because we're like, we don't trust any issue that's spouted off about because now every issue is a big issue.
Well, or people go, oh, I'm not political. I don't get into that stuff. But it's like, but everything you're saying is, quote, political.
Yeah.
You're getting deep into these issues the same way you would about shit that was real. But not real.
So like, I feel for this guy. We should start something for the... I'm sure he found another job.
Definitely.
He's going to have a job. Yeah. People were tweeting at him like from Grand X and different... He's going to get a job.
He's
real
like
quick.
Good at it. Oh, fuck you, everybody. Let's go to the next story.
Next story. A Nevada brothel is seeking quality control testers and it's as good as it sounds.
Really?
Yeah.
So the brothel wants quality people to control. Test the... The goods?
Yes. The Moonlight Bunny Ranch.
Hold
Nevada.
On. Is the brothel seeking that or is there like a Yelp review or grading coming in?
Nope. They're looking for people. Dennis@bunnyranch.com. You can email them and you can apply to
the funniest part about this story is that it doesn't matter who gets this job. They'll immediately become a pretentious douchebag about it. It doesn't matter who gets this job. They'll be like, her titties were off in my mind. Right. You know, those like, I'm sure at some point someone was like, we need someone to try the wine. You know, and they were like, okay, I'll try the wine.
You're
like,
so right. No, this guy will go from virgin, like to barely getting laid loser
totally.
To, I've had
nipples
better.
Were and, too ribbed.
Yeah.
You know, like that's the thing. Like the minute someone gets something like that is the minute they become a douchebag.
That is honestly what my podcast is about. It's the fact that the minute our basic needs are met,
totally.
As soon as we don't have to worry about food, shelter, and like temperature and shit like that, then we just start complaining. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now it's just like, well,
listen, I scoffed at having to put on my socks the other day.
Yeah, I was
daily occurrence.
I talked for a half an hour about the fact that vaginal steam cleaning and anal bleaching is a thing in Los Angeles. You realize how comfortable you've gotten in life now, where you're looking at your asshole in the mirror and
I have
going,
a question about
I want to be a little lighter.
Your other basic needs are clearly met. You have nothing else to worry about.
I have a question about anal bleaching. Is it just you spray it all white and that's it? Or like the color of your skin? Like, is that what happens? Like,
yeah, I think it's treatments to clean it. Like, it's like same way you would bleach like a shirt to get it back to its whitest.
Oh,
you know, you're basically, you've developed a stain and a ring around your butthole, and you're giving it bleach treatments to get it back to the original white.
That's interesting, because I always imagined it as like, you know, when you like paint like shrubbery, and then like you know, like if there was like a vine on a wall and you painted it white, you'd see the outline of the vine still.
Yeah.
That's how I always imagined it, where you just see like the outline of hair like in bright white.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Like, you know, like when you paint on a field.
I mean, I think if you're bleaching your asshole, you're probably getting waxed too.
Yeah, definitely.
And I thought it was one or the other. I didn't know that.
These are people who are so deep into just staring at their asshole on a regular basis that they're finding the imperfections in their asshole.
Does that sting? Yeah. That's gonna hurt.
It's gotta
sting.
I'd imagine so, yeah.
Okay, let's go to the next. I mean, I just think
I don't know how we got there. Wait a minute. We were talking about some
first world problems.
No,
you know.
What was the article?
We were talking about the
brothel.
I'm saying
the guy becoming a pretentious douche.
Back to the pretentious douche. There's definitely like the first guy who was like, they were like, we need someone to try the wine.
Yeah.
And then now you think of wine people as like the biggest douches.
Yeah.
So the guy who comes in and gets the titties, he's going to be like, I don't know, seen one double D, seen them all. This one doesn't have character.
Yeah, she was okay. I was good, but
I sense notes.
Yeah.
Have you ever had to judge?
Notes of vagina.
Have you ever had to judge a wet t-shirt contest or anything like that?
No, have you?
No, but I'm sure it would make you, like the fact that you're even judging a woman who's pouring water on herself to show her boobs, like it should all just be thumbs up. Everyone should get a 10.
The only judgment is GED. Let's go to the next story.
Arizona State, and I don't know, this seems like a bad idea. Arizona State is offering all freshman classes online.
What a school.
Yeah.
What a country we live in.
So they don't come and get the campus experience anymore.
No, they could live
on campus.
Any class they have online as well as in the classroom.
Oh.
Do you know how I used to take these online classes? I've taken an online. Online classes are the biggest load of shit because here's the thing. The criminals are always one step ahead of the cops. So what I would do is we used to take an online class when I was at Penn State where every week you'd have to take a test and then you just test out of the class. So like every week you take a test for whatever that week's thing was. Then at the end of the term, you take a final. Okay. So we would sit 10 of us in a fraternity room or in a fraternity room. One guy would be on the computer taking the test and writing. And then he'd go, okay, number one, and ask the question. And then everyone behind him, the 9 other people, would sift through their books looking for the answer.
Wow.
That was Penn State. Arizona State, I'm going to say similar student goes there.
Mm-hmm.
These people, I mean, like, the college bubble is bursting right before our eyes.
I mean, it's not even that. I mean, college, in my opinion, it's just about learning how to get over it. You know what I mean? Like, when you look...
Explain that.
Because
I think you're right.
You're not really getting the edge. No one retained anything they learned in college.
Yeah.
We learned how to study for the test and deliver at crunch time.
You went to Pitt.
And we were the same way.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? I did a little bit of sports my freshman year. I remember we had an astronomy class. We barely showed up. For the final, we had girls laying across the floor in the back row feeding us the answers. You know what I mean? It was like insane. Like, this is really happening.
Kind of what you're saying is like, it's learning how to like get through that.
Yeah, because when you get in life, it's the same way. You're just trying to get over. And I feel like most of my skills of manipulation and fraud that I learned in college have paid off more in life than any of the actual book knowledge that I got.
Yeah, I agree with that. I do think there's something to that. It's like kind of like when...
I'm sorry, is that audible? That's
my phone. No, you're right. Good. So Dave's phone just went off, but it's not a problem. No, there is kind of that thing where, like, you see, like, the guys who fail a drug test in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, didn't you learn how to make sure this shit doesn't happen?
Right.
Like, how to do drugs and do that. Right. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. And take a test. You know, like, that's the type of things I feel like you learn in college where you're like, okay, I got to be up for an 8 a.m. test tomorrow. I need to go out and party tonight.
Right.
How do
right.
I work this shit out?
Oh, yeah. Dude, the last job that I had, right, I used to be in, like, IT hardware sales.
Okay.
I stopped past this job the last time I was in Philly just to stop in and say hello.
Yeah.
Now, I found out that the CEO, president, founder of this company was in jail for fraud, and he's facing 20 years
no way.
In a federal prison. We were selling computer hardware, but he was basically buying it through straw companies, getting discounts that he didn't apply, and reselling it, and it was a federal case.
Oh, my God.
And here's a guy.
He's going to go to jail.
Yeah, yeah. He actually gets sentenced on the 19th.
Holy this shit. Month.
But this guy.
Might come out the day
this
before.
This is a Penn State guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Sigma 6 went through all of these different programs, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Jewish guy also, yeah, but yeah, you know yeah. what I mean? It's just
fucking
like
Jews,
but you know what I mean? It's like, that's what he learned.
Yeah.
In that system, you know what I mean? And he's 51 and he's about to go to, and he's probably going to learn a lot more in this federal penitentiary
yes.
with other guys like himself right. that are there for similar crimes.
Totally. I it's just, that is the thing with college. Like these guys, I mean, if you're going to be at Arizona State, go to class, don't take the online class. Don't do this. Let me give some advice to the Arizona State kids that could do one online class.
Yeah, I was going to say, take one good one. It gives you a little
yeah,
give, break
do
in
one
there,
to
yeah.
give you the bump, but do the others to go to class to see the chicks.
Yeah.
You're at Arizona State. Leave your fucking room as much as possible, okay? You're going to leave there in 4 years, and you're going to leave your room, and it's not going to be 20,000 hot chicks. So leave your dorm as much as possible. Take one class and match up with some dudes. Fucking get together, do an online class.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to start a college with no electronics. I'm going old school, 1800s.
Everything
is handwritten.
Everything in pencil.
Pen.
Everything with feather pen.
A wood shack.
There's no email. There's nothing.
Nothing.
Just markers and grades.
Anything else?
No, that's it for today.
Awesome. Dave, thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Go check him out at I'm Dave Temple on Twitter. Yeah. Go check him out. He's got podcasts.
First World Problems every Monday
First
morning,
First World
baby.
Problems. Go check it out. Add it to your library. Mansamp, thank you for coming on.
Thanks, dude.
Chris at Mansamp on Twitter. Podcast is going to be taping right after this, so if you're watching on Daily Motion, check it out. I'm Jared Freed. We're here every week with your emails, tfmpodcast@gmail.com. I am JTrain56 on all platforms. We will see you next week.